you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Good evening, everybody, and hello to the spooky crew that is listening. My name is Alex, and I am the host of the Spooky Stuff Radio. I want to take a moment because this show is airing on May 24th, 2022. And if you have been watching the news, you know that there is a horrific, horrific shooting that happened at an elementary school today in Uvalde, Texas. And it's a devastating event, but also it's an event that keeps happening. I don't want to spend the entire show talking about this, but I did want to acknowledge it. I am in a very privileged position where I can switch to talking about spooky stuff in just a moment. I'm not living with the devastating loss of losing a family member. I have a lot of privilege right now. And I have that escapism. I spoke with many people in the spooky stuff community, and I asked, you know, should I still do the show tonight? And they told me to go ahead and move forward with this evening because it's a downer of an evening, and we need to distract ourselves a bit. And if we're able to distract ourselves, I guess we should do it. So my plan for tonight is to, you know, offer just a little bit of peace with whoever is listening right now, just a moment that we can just breathe and talk about spooky stuff and ignore for a period of time just how crappy the world is right now. My thoughts, my heart, my condolences go to the family of Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. I wish you peace of mind. I wish you closure. And I am so sorry for your losses and for your trauma. All right. Let's move on to the topic of this evening. So I've been covering celebrity paranormal experiences for a couple years now, and I've always found it exceptionally interesting because it's one of those things. So whenever a celebrity starts talking about, you know, paranormal experiences and spooky stuff, I think people unfairly judge them. Like they are trying, like they'll get accused of trying to, you know, make headlines very briefly, or they're making it up for attention. And honestly, I think we need to create a safe space for celebrities to talk about their paranormal experiences, because when they talk about their paranormal experiences, it helps make the paranormal a little more normal, if that makes sense. It makes the paranormal a bit more accessible and more relatable. You know, when a celebrity talks about, oh, you know, I had this sort of experience, and then somebody who is reading their or listening to the story can say, oh my gosh, I had a similar experience, and it might offer them some validation. And, you know, in the paranormal world, people can be so judgy with those who have had paranormal experiences, and, you know, people are looked at oddly, or they're seen as weird if they admit that they've seen a ghost. And it's kind of a bummer. And this is why a lot of people are not comfortable coming forward with their own experiences. So it's definitely something that I like to dive into, because I think it just brings the paranormal more to the forefront, which I think is important. So I have a few stories from different celebrities, and I'll start off with probably the most popular one right now. probably with the most popular one. He's in the news right now quite a bit because, you know, he's actually not too far away from where I am at right now. He is in the sixth week of his lawsuit against his ex-wife. We have Johnny Depp, not on the show, but, you know, I'm going to be talking about Johnny Depp's paranormal experiences. And yes, true story, Johnny Depp is probably about 30 minutes away from me right now because the trial is taking place in Fairfax, Virginia, and I'm just about 25, 30 minutes from Fairfax, so he's not too far away. Anyway, so since I've been diving into the world of, you know, celebrities who have had paranormal experiences, it's really been snowballing. And one of the most well-known and talked about celebrities right now is Johnny Depp. And gosh, life is, yeah, hard for him. So, you know, Johnny Depp is very well known for his collaborations with Tim Burton. And with all of these spooky movies that Johnny has done, I couldn't help but wonder if he had any paranormal experiences. And it turns out he has. In fact, it seems that he's even done a little ghost hunting. I mean, would you want to go ghost hunting with Johnny Depp? You know, let me know. Now, I do have all of these writings and this research on my blog at thespookystuff.com if you are curious in checking it out for yourself in a little bit more detail. So let's talk about it. So I found this article that appeared in a 1995 issue of Premiere Magazine, and the first sentence of that article said, "Johnny Depp believes in ghosts." Now, what I found really striking is that while he was filming the 1995 movie Dead Man, he was staying at the McKee Mansion in Virginia City, Nevada. Virginia City, if you've watched paranormal TV or you're in the paranormal ghost hunting circuit, this city is well known for being extremely haunted. I mean, Ghost Adventures has been there a few times. It's a favorite hotspot for lots of paranormal investigators. So the Mackie Mansion was built in 1860, and it has seen a lot of major historical events in its lifetime. Now, while Johnny Depp was staying at the mansion, according to him, he was haunted by a little girl who was wearing a silk dress with a powder blush sash. He would often hear her playing in the room across from his as he was trying to sleep. That particular room had a bunch of dolls in it, so it's no wonder if there was a spirit, a little girl spirit, that she would like playing in it. Now, during this interview with Premiere, Depp was talking to a local man named Tito who told him that the entire town of Virginia City is haunted. So Depp and his friend Buck went looking for the ghost of the little girl in the mansion, thus making Johnny Depp a ghost hunter, even if it was just temporary. Unfortunately, it was a quiet paranormal investigation. What I found interesting was that Depp said they're not used to people looking for them. That's, makes me wonder, does Johnny have some sort of sensitivity? Now, keep in mind, this was 1995, so this was before paranormal TV and ghost hunting being mainstream. And then with Johnny saying they're not used to people looking for them, I have to wonder, you know, is he sensitive to spirits? Also, from what I read in this interview, Depp was taking on more of a provoking approach with telling the spirits, "Come on out, you bastards." Yeah, I mean, so he probably was taking the Zach Bagans approach before, you know, the Zach Bagans approach was a thing. But so maybe he could have used some ghost hunting tips and tricks. Now, in that same interview, Johnny describes an event that sounds a lot like sleep paralysis. He would get these dreams, but he wasn't sleeping. And he wasn't able to move or speak. He would see this face that would come to him, and he believes that it was a spirit. Now, with Virginia City, this wasn't Johnny Depp's only paranormal experiences. While filming the 2009 movie Public Enemies, Johnny Depp played John Dillinger, who was a famous bank robber. Keep in mind that Depp played Dillinger in the movie. Depp felt like the spirit of Dillinger was watching over him. And he described that while he was filming, he felt these moments where he felt Dillinger's presence in the room. And considering that Depp had to do considerable research and step into Dillinger's shoes, it's quite possible that maybe he caught the gangster's attention in spirit. Depp did say that he felt like he got Dillinger's approval to play him, which, you know, it's always reassuring. It's good to get that approval to portray someone like that. Again,
I think Johnny Depp might be sensitive to spirits, but that's just me. So, I don't know. I have to wonder, you know, when it comes to like actors and artists and everything, are they more sensitive to the paranormal and are they more privy to have to encounter paranormal activity? It's definitely something interesting to consider. All right, let's talk about another one. So let's talk about the case of Britney Spears and Brittany Murphy. Now this one, okay, so this one is a bit odd. I will say even the skeptical believer in me is like, huh, that was a thing. Okay. So let's see. Let's talk about, you know, Britney Spears has been at the forefront of the news as well, you know, with the Free Britney movement and finally getting out of her conservatorship, which is amazing. I dove into the Britney Spears rabbit hole, and I found a really interesting yet really disturbing story. So Britney lived in a haunted house in Hollywood. And then later, Brittany Murphy moved into that same house, and that was where she collapsed and later passed away. So this story, it's a true story, and it's really crazy. And like I said, it's even got this skeptical believer wondering, like, what the heck is going on? Like, what? So I'm going to dive in to that story. All right. So let's talk about Britney Spears and Brittany Murphy. All right. So in the podcast, We Need to Talk About Britney, they did an interview with Britney's makeup artist, and her name was Julianne Kay. She worked with Britney from 1999 to 2004, which, without a doubt, let's just admit that this was Britney's most iconic period. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake shared this particular home together. Now, Julianne talked about how Britney had this house on Sunset Plaza, and she described it as really weird. After some partying, Britney needed to relax, and Julianne had her friend come over to the house and do a Reiki healing session on Britney. Britney swears that this Reiki healer opened up some sort of spirit portal or did something. Now, as somebody who is part Japanese and whose mother, half Japanese mother, was a Reiki practitioner, that's not how Reiki works. But, you know, keep in mind that Britney Spears grew up in a very conservative Christian environment in Louisiana. So anything that is outside of that scope of Christianity, she probably would have seen that as either demonic or something that was totally freaky and something that she wasn't comfortable with. So, you know, maybe this was where this fear sort of stemmed from. So Brittany believes that a few bad spirits had come through the portal, and specifically a male and female spirit came through. And Julianne explains that Brittany said that the spirits were fighting and that they had tried to push her down the stairs. The paranormal activity ended up getting so bad that Brittany left. So I'm going to read a direct quote from Julianne. "It was so bad that she left. She went to the Casa del Mar Hotel to stay there and never went back to the house again. She goes, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I know what I saw. I know what I felt, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I believe that too. So it didn't really weird me out that much. But she was very persistent about it, and she put her house on the market. So what happened after, this is where it gets really bizarre. Brittany puts the house on the market. And guess who buys it? None other than Brittany Murphy. As we know, Brittany Murphy ended up passing away in this house after she collapsed in the bathroom just 1 year later. Her death is seriously mysterious and could have been caused by a number of things like anemia, pneumonia, prescription drugs, other pills, metals. But I do need to make it clear that Brittany didn't actually die in this house, Brittany Murphy. So I do need to correct myself there. So from what I understand, and I know some of the documentaries have conflicting information about this, but from what I understand from reading the police reports and EMT reports, she collapsed and was taken to the hospital, and that was where she later passed away. Then her husband, Simon Monjak, passed in the house just 5 months later, and it's confirmed that he did pass in this house, as that was how he was found. I haven't been able to find exactly where she was found. Now, I will say that when Brittany Murphy collapsed, she was found in the bathroom, which apparently was like the only space where she really felt comfortable. Now, Brittany Murphy filed a lawsuit saying that the couple died of toxic black mold, but lab reports also said that Murphy had an abnormally high amount of heavy metals in her system, which, you know, is also weird. So, but here's another detail that I found really chilling. So Brittany Murphy, like Britney Spears, also wanted to flee the house. Now, before he passed, Simon Monjak said that Brittany would sometimes beg to not sleep in the house that night and go to the Beverly Hills Hotel instead. Also, the only room in that house that Murphy liked was the bathroom, like I mentioned, and that was the room where she was found. So I don't know if maybe Brittany had a similar experience as Britney Spears or what. Now, here's where it really gets wiggy. It's also weird that Spears had encountered a male spirit and a female spirit. Now, and then later, Brittany Murphy and Simon Monjak, a young couple, would be in this house. So I don't know, maybe the house was cursed or the land was cursed. I'll admit, I don't have any sort of psychic abilities, but even I get some weird vibes looking at this house. So what's also interesting is that the New York Post reported that since Brittany Murphy and Simon Monjak died, the house has been listed for sale 10 different times. 10. That's a lot. That's a lot of traffic going in and out of that house. So from my understanding, the original house that where Brittany Murphy and Britney Spears had lived had been torn down and rebuilt. Now, if that's the case, that means if there is paranormal activity, it's not tied to the house, it's tied to the land. Now, lastly, I don't know if Britney Spears had some sort of psychic abilities, but what if the male and female spirits, as she said, were haunting the house, were actually Britney and Simon? This would be like a really weird like time loop type of thing, or maybe Britney was like seeing the future. I don't know. It's super interesting, but this really brings up more questions than answers. So I have to give some credit though. An awesome paranormal research named John E.L. Tenney, who was also on We Need to Talk About Britney, the podcast, and he thinks that the spirits that Spears encountered were also Murphy and Monjak. So being haunted by ghosts in the future is a popular theory. And this dives into a whole other rabbit hole that time isn't linear as well. So, yeah, this is a crazy case, super crazy case. All right, next, let's see, we got about 13-ish minutes left. So let's talk about Lady Gaga. She's had quite the experiences too. So Lady Gaga is one of the most influential artists in the world. Could it be possible that her success has impacted not only the world of the living, but also the world of the dead? During her Monster Ball tour in 2010, it seems that Lady Gaga got a lot more than she bargained for. She got a ghost. Now, I do have to put out a disclaimer. This is based on rumors and speculation from various news sources. I'd love to verify the story with Lady Gaga herself at some point. Now, this is a story that I didn't know about. I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan, and I'm ashamed that I didn't know this story. Her music is so inspiring to me, and I think she's fabulous. So, and yet, I don't know how the story went under the radar. I'm a ghost person. There's no excuse for me to have missed this. So, let's talk about Lady Gaga's experiences. So, In 2009, Lady Gaga went on the Monster Ball Tour. The tour started in November 2009, and it went all over the world. So the story goes that Lady Gaga had a ghost that she couldn't get rid of, and there's no info on when this haunting started, by the way. Now, people who worked with Lady Gaga on the tour said that she believed that the spirit's name was Ryan. It was also reported that while Lady Gaga was scared of the spirit, he hadn't done anything too freaky or violent, according to the Daily Star. I know, not the most legit news source. Apparently, Ryan was more annoying than anything, and he wouldn't leave Lady Gaga alone. So maybe Ryan was a fan. He had traveled halfway around the world with Lady Gaga. Rumor has it is that Lady Gaga had every venue and hotel room scanned by paranormal investigators to see if there was any paranormal activity. By the time the tour hit Belfast, Lady Gaga had had enough. So the tour started in The tour started on November 27th, 2009, and the Belfast date was February 22nd, 2010. So somewhere between November 2009 and February 2010, Lady Gaga picked up the spirit. She contacted a local medium, and she and her crew assembled, and apparently they had some sort of seance. During the seance, Lady Gaga confronted Ryan and told him once and for all to go away. Again, according to rumors, Ryan's spirit was never seen nor heard from again. So look at Mama Monster setting those boundaries. So some other details that I found interesting. So Liverpool and London were the stops after Belfast. So this would have been after Lady Gaga told Ryan to go away. According to the Mirror, which Lady Gaga, you know, arrived at, when Lady Gaga arrived in London, she reportedly spent $4,500 on paranormal investigation gear. That number doesn't quite shock me, though, because, you know, gear is expensive, and that $4,500 probably covered maybe a camera and a REM pod. I joke, but yeah. So apparently she bought the kit before her London tour stop at the O2 Arena. So someone from Lady Gaga's crew contacted someone named Dan Webb to get the gear. She was freaked out about bad energy and evil spirits, so she wanted to do a whole sweep of the backstage area of the O2 Arena. According to Dan Webb, Lady Gaga's aide told him that the equipment had to be robust, mainly because they were taking it on the road with him. Again, the reporting sources themselves aren't that accurate, so the paranormal world is really small. Or at least it is on Facebook. And I couldn't find a Dan Webb, but I found a Dave Webb in Belfast, Ireland. So this would actually make more sense according to the timeline. I don't know. So that one's interesting. That's a very interesting one. All right, got 9 minutes left. So let's talk about Demi Lovato, since I mentioned Demi Lovato before. So Demi Lovato, who goes by they and them. Demi Lovato has been quite involved in the paranormal in a way. They have been very, I don't know what the word is, but Demi is very involved in the paranormal these days. And I'm not quite sure in this case what to make of it. So Demi made headlines around December 2021. Well, actually, this started in September of 2021 when Demi was singing, they sang Skyscraper, the song Skyscraper, to what they believed to be an extraterrestrial entity. And then, again, Demi Lovato made headlines in December 2021 for a documentary series called Unidentified with Demi Lovato, again, singing to the spirits. Now, I'm going to admit I am a singer as well. I sing to ghosts. That's just something that I do. So I can't really fault Demi Lovato for doing this, because this is actually kind of what I do too. So I can't judge them. So in 2013, Demi Lovato revealed that she goes ghost hunting. And as we've seen now with the subsequent documentaries and appearances, this isn't surprising. But where did this all start? They also confessed that their home in Texas is haunted by a little girl. Lovato grew up in this house and interacted with the little girl a bunch of times. Their mom Okay, so I am back. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. It looks like maybe the aliens that Demi was singing to took me offline. But anyway, so Demi's mom reported that a young Lovato was often seen talking to themselves and saying that they were playing with their best friend. Now, their mom ended up hiring a psychic to take a look at the house, and they believe that the little girl's name is Emily. So Lovato would be a celebrity to watch when it comes to the paranormal, because they are very active in this community. And yeah, definitely something to take into consideration and explore a little bit more. So, okay, and then let's see, I got a few more. So we're at about 4 minutes now. from the end of the show. And let's see how many I can sneak in the next few minutes. I'm also going to check and make sure that my sound is okay, because I've never had this issue before, which is interesting. Fun times. Okay, let me take a look at my list, and we shall talk a little more about spooky stuff. All right. So I got quite a few more. So I guess maybe I'll just do like a rapid fire paranormal encounters with celebrities. So let's talk about Miley Cyrus. So it seems that the Cyrus family might be a magnet for the paranormal. In November 2020, her father, Billy Ray, revealed that he believes in UFOs and had his own experiences. Given where he's from, I am not surprised. Now, when it comes to the famous singer, she rented an apartment in London during her European tour. The apartment is across the street from Harrods, and it is very haunted. Now, Miley truly had some terrifying experiences. Her entire family, even her beau at the time, Liam Hemsworth, had an experience. Her sister had the water switched to hot while she was in the shower, meaning that the knob had turned by itself. Miley said that she thought she was being watched by a little boy. Windows and doors were opening and closing by themselves, and Cyrus found out that the apartment building was once a bakery, which was owned by the father and son. Now, apparently Miley hit her limit when it came to these experiences, and she ended up moving to the Soho Hotel after that. All right, let's do Nicolas Cage. Now, Nicolas Cage is the former owner of the La Lurie House in New Orleans, Louisiana. The history of the La Lurie House is one of the most disturbing and turbulent stories in history. Madame Delphine La Lurie is known for torturing and killing the enslaved that served her and her husband, Dr. Louis La Lurie. Now, when you have a history that includes the torture and murder of a group, you have the recipe for a haunting. So Nicolas Cage is also a big fan of the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, so he was really excited to own the La Lurie Mansion, but then he lost it due to foreclosure in 2009. So something tells me he probably had some experiences that inspired this purchase. I don't know. All right, that's all I have time for. Now, if you want to hear some more celebrity ghost stories, then feel free to head over to my website at thespookystuff.com. There is a whole topic. There's a whole tag in my website called Celebrity Hauntings. So just look for that tab and you can read up on more celebrity ghost stories, which is always fun. And that is it, everybody. That is another evening of the Spooky Stuff Radio that has come to a close. I want to say to everyone, thank you so much for joining me this evening. If you need anything like support in terms of what's going on right now, let me know, because we're all here to support each other. We're in the paranormal community. You know, we're all here for each other. So I wish everyone love and light. Keep your eyes and your mind open. That's what I like to say. I will see you all next week. Have a great evening.